On March 30, 1985, police found the bodies of Derek Haysom, a retired Canadian steel executive, and his wife Nancy Astor Haysom in their home near Lynchburg, the place they called Loose Chippings. They had been brutally murdered.
This is the way we found Mr. Haysom, just inside the front door. And you can see all the blood in the on the slate floor.
Ricky Gardner was a newly minted detective with the Bedford County Sheriff's Office. 2 years ago, he showed me a notebook of photos from the crime scene.
Mr. Haysom was stabbed 36 times. His throat was cut. And Ms. Haysom, she was stabbed 6 or 7 times, and all the structures in her neck was also severed.
The couple's 20-year-old daughter, Elizabeth, was a student at the University of Virginia. On the weekend when her parents were killed, she said she was in Washington. She claimed to have rented a car and traveled to D.C. with her 18-year-old boyfriend, Jens Söring. Gardner checked on that rental car and was intrigued. It had gone 669 miles.
Charlottesville, the Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. to Loose Chippings, back to Washington, D.C., back to Charlottesville. That's about right on 669 miles.
In early October, Gardner met with Söring, who denied any part in the murders. A few days later, he and Elizabeth left the country.
An innocent person don't run. So there's another piece of the puzzle.
For more than a year, they traveled in Asia and Europe before being arrested for check fraud in England. When questioned about the murders, Jens, the son of a low-level German diplomat, said he committed the crime because the Haysoms disapproved of his relationship with Elizabeth. But another story would emerge before his trial began.
He thought that he had diplomatic immunity, that he would not be tried in the United States, he would be sent to Germany.
And there he expected a relatively light sentence, according to Gail Starling Marshall, a deputy attorney general in Virginia from 1986 to 1994. Söring gave a somewhat inaccurate confession, she says, to try and save Elizabeth from being executed. In fact, Söring was not entitled to diplomatic immunity and received 2 life sentences. There was no physical proof against him, even after recent DNA testing of 42 pieces of evidence, an inspection of the car Jens allegedly drove after a very bloody crime. Again, Detective Ricky Gardner.
We did a luminol, which reacts to dried blood or invisible blood, and there was no sign of any blood in the car.
Since Söring's conviction, some have argued the crime was committed by Haysom, a victim of child abuse, with the help of another man and another car. Whatever the case, Söring has been a model prisoner and has written 9 books on theology and prison reform. So Marshall thinks Virginia should honor a treaty with Germany and send him back.
We are now spending over $27,000 a year to keep him in prison. And Virginia is in no way compromised or harmed by letting Germany take over the responsibility for this man.
She notes Söring was 19 at the time of the crime, has spent nearly 30 years behind bars, has been eligible for parole since 2003, and is now 49 years old. Former Governor Tim Kaine had approved Söring's transfer to a German prison, but before that could happen, Bob McDonnell took office and blocked the deal. Ironically, McDonnell is now preparing to enter prison, and if Governor McAuliffe approves, Jens Söring could finally be leaving. I'm Sandy Houseman.